Nico McLachlan is on the line to us now, Managing Director at Organizational Development Africa. Nico, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon, John.
Can we restructure the taxi industry? Will the taxi industry allow itself to be restructured?
Well, the current minister seems to be of that opinion, and I think we need to give it our best shot yet again. Just to say, I fully agree, of course, Metropolitan Rail should be the backbone of any metropolitan public transport system. But, John, I've been stuck in meetings with national, provincial and government officials for the better part of the last two decades. And in all of these meetings I hear, well, by the year so-and-so, our rail capacity will be back to what it was before. So until we know exactly when and how rail capacity will be restored, we have no choice but to focus on road-based transport, and taxi industry absolutely at the center of that.
And there are those that argue conspiratorially that this is the way the taxi industry wants it, that the taxi industry is to blame for a significant amount of the decrepitation of the rail industry. I'm not sure that that stands up. I'm not sure that there's evidence to back that up, because it seems the major reason for the increasing dilapidation of the rail network is cable theft. And, you know, that is economic theft rather than a kind of replacement sabotage.
Yeah, it's interesting, that sort of, you know, commonly held conspiratorial view. I think a little bit of understanding of transport economics will lead one to understand that the taxi industry, in fact, thrives and does good business when it fulfills its rightful role in a multimodal system. So, you know, for a taxi from Khayelitsha to Cape Town, with the current traffic conditions, to fit in four return trips, for instance, in the morning or afternoon peak, is very difficult. Taxis, in fact, make the most money when they carry large passenger volumes over short trip distances. So, you know, to think that taxis, it's in their interest to destabilize Metropolitan Rail, I don't think it holds sort of economic, it makes economic sense.
Okay, look, this is a complex issue, Nico, and you've been discussing it with provincial and national transport officials for two decades, you tell us. But let's do some nutshell discussion now. What are the key elements of what needs to happen, in your view, in the short to medium term? Because in that short to medium term, rightly or wrongly, the taxi industry is the cornerstone of public transport in metropolitan mm-hmm. areas.
Yeah, I think that's a very useful starting point. Let's be realistic about timeframes, and let's do what is necessary. So I think, John, without getting into technicalities, let me start off by saying throwing money at the industry is certainly not the right thing to do.
Which is what the transport minister wants to do. He's talking about 50 billion rand in subsidies.
So from where we're sitting, there would be three main things that we believe needs to happen. The first is we need to sort out regulation, and that's easier said than done. The fact of the matter is, and I was interested to hear, you know, your experience at the office, at the studios this morning with 20 people back on the first floor. It's good news from a transport point of view, because it means that travel demand is going to pick up. And that's what everybody in the public transport service is hoping for. But what we have at the moment is we have what we call in our article an endemic situation of oversupply. In Cape Town alone, the last time I checked the figures with the city officials, we have 10,000 legal taxis with a blue sticker that you see on the outside. That means it's a legal taxi that holds an operating license and is authorized to operate on certain routes. If you see a taxi on the road without that blue sticker, the chances are it's an illegal taxi. And we have 6,000. So we have roughly 16,000 taxis just in metropolitan Cape Town alone, of which 6,000 are illegals. Now, that means that you sit with a chronic situation of oversupply. So how on earth can you throw money at an oversubscribed market? So we need to rethink the regulatory system. I think the regulatory system is not really suited for the current challenges. And more importantly, I think government needs to get the industry leadership to start applying proper rules of self-regulation. It is in nobody's interest to continue slicing the cake thinner. And that's what we're doing. So the sort of political economy of the taxi industry is bring more and more people in and let's get more and more vehicles on the road, because it's a power game. It's a numbers game. And at some point, industry leadership needs to wake up to the reality that that is a race to the bottom. So I think that's the first thing, fixed regulation. The second thing for us is invest in the improvement of the minibus taxi industry supply model. What does that mean? It means that we actually need to start the industry, and I think Minister Mbalula is on this topic, start to get the industry to behave like a professional public transport service provider. The only difference we would have there with what appears to be the National Department's thinking at the moment, it's not about corporatization. It's not about forming companies first. It's first about improving the business model. Improve the business model, get the levels of efficiency in, et cetera, and then you corporatize the industry. Business improvement can entail a whole host of things, least of which is, for instance, the introduction of scheduled services, which we've done successfully with the City of Cape Town over 2017, 2019, with a couple of associations in Mitchell's Plain. They've reduced their fleet size by 50%, reduced their fuel consumption, and increase their passenger satisfaction significantly. And then I think the third main thing for us, John, is we need to get the taxi industry to start fulfilling its appropriate role in what we would call a multimodal urban mobility system. Let the taxi do what the taxi is best suited to do. Do not use a 16-seater vehicle to run an 80-kilometer Khayelitsha to Cape Town Central or Claremont or Wynberg or Bellville return trip. Get the right vehicle for the right job, and get the taxi to fulfill, in particular, the feeder distributor roles, which we think it is best suited to do. So those would be the big sort of systemic changes that we would hope would come out of these discussions that Minister Mbalula about to commence.
We have the situation in South Africa where there's such limited economic opportunity for so many people who live in township areas, who live on the margins of society economically and geographically. And the taxi, having a taxi, is seen, if not as a route to riches, but as a route to income. And if not taxi owning, then taxi driving. That model needs to be refined, because while taxi drivers continue to hire a taxi for a day and have to pay at the end of the day a percentage of their earnings, which sometimes is not enough, we're going to have them driving the way they do. So, I mean, it just requires such a radical about turn from people in the industry and people who want to get into the industry that I don't know, I don't like to be pessimistic, but
yeah,
whatever sound intellectual sense your arguments make, Nico, I think in the real world, what chance do they have to fly?
Yeah, well, again, and you're right. I mean, I think it's a very difficult mindset shift to engineer. But again, I think if we allow ourselves to test, experiment, and do the kind of pilots that, to their credit, the City of Cape Town has embarked upon, we start proving the alternative. So what are we doing now? It's a race to the bottom. We're trying to create more and more job opportunities by flooding the market. The political economy of the taxi industry for me, John, is very simple. I graduated from high school in the Eastern Cape. No job opportunities. Fortunately, my uncle owns 5 taxis in the city. So I go to the city. I start working as a driver. By the second year, the association assists me in financing a vehicle. And then we start the campaign with a provincial regulatory entity to get the vehicle license. So that's how you get these, in part, sort of, you know, legalized and in part illegal oversupply. That's not a way to build job opportunities. We need to build job opportunities on the back of an efficient and productive system. And the experiments, and not only experiment, but also the applications we've had with both the Cape Town and Johannesburg BRT systems, there were no job losses. We reskilled taxi drivers to become bus drivers. The fact that you're working on proper shifts
didn't quite
means
them, but never
that
mind.
There's enough job opportunities.
Nico, thank you very much. You make a lot of sense. To my mind, you make a lot of sense. How much sense you make to the minds of the actual taxi drivers owners and the would-be taxi drivers owners, that's another story entirely. But thank you, Nico McLachlan, Managing Director of Organizational Development Africa.